Until the 1980s, the name Alan Turing was mostly unknown to the world. The man who cracked the German Enigma machine and predicted the rise of computers came to public consciousness with a biography written by Andrew Hodges and published in 1983. 3 years later, the play Breaking the Code by Hugh Whitemore, based on the biography, was produced in England, and it is that play that is currently being produced by Theatre Rhino, starring and directed by Rhino's artistic director, John Fisher. The award-winning film The Imitation Game is also based on the Hodges biography, but there's a difference. John Fisher.
The play is very much about how his sexual otherness was akin to his science otherness and his otherness as a person overall. And in that way, I think, kind of weirdly, it covers a whole different aspect of Turing than the movie.
Breaking the Code uses as its framing device the events that led up to Turing's arrest and conviction for homosexuality in 1952. At a time when most gay men created dead marriages or hid in the shadows, Alan Turing was relatively open about his orientation, a point very explicit in Breaking the Code.
He was out to everybody he knew. The problem was he wasn't famous. So when John Gielgud got busted for cottaging, the British theater-going public rose to his defense. They didn't prosecute him and throw him in jail. Alan Turing was a nobody because the nature of his work was secret. And so he had to go through all this stuff alone. They threw the book at him.
By choosing to revolve the story around Turing's homosexuality, a subtext emerges about the era and the times he lived in.
It's really about England and America at a certain time. And I think it's what happened in the 50s in the Anglo-Saxon world was this explosion of insanity and paranoia. And, you know, here's a victim. The smartest man on the planet, he couldn't overcome persecution.
While The Imitation Game doesn't shy away from the reality of Turing's homosexuality, it does shy away from Turing's sexuality itself, which Breaking the Code hits dead on. And for that reason, the play takes on an overt political aura, even more so today than when it was first produced. John Fisher gives the best performance of his Rhino career in the play, supported in particular by Celia Maurice as Turing's mother, and most especially by Kirsten Peacock as his colleague at Bletchley, Pat Green. It's an excellent production of an under-recognized play, standing in its own right and a fitting companion to The Imitation Game. Breaking the Code, the Alan Turing story by Hugh Whitemore, directed by John Fisher, is at the Eureka Theater in San Francisco through March 21st. For more information, you can go to the website, therhino.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.